Zeg het eens met Avi Moria, Michel Pilges, zeg het eens met Daniel Schelen, wat je zo vaak. Oké, it's great to see everybody after, I guess, being as manem. So it's good to be back and to see all the good faces. And okay, so Parshas Kedoshim. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim many, many mitzvahs. You know, whenever someone asks you where there's a certain mitzvah, if you say either Kedoshim or Kisetze, you're most likely to get it. You know, because so many of the mitzvahs are in Kedoshim and Kisetze. So we're going to talk today about the mitzvah of Orla. Mitzvah of Orla, the Isser of Orla is not to eat from the first 3 years of a tree, not to eat the fruit of that tree. So for the first 3 years of the tree, one is not allowed to eat the fruit of that tree. And that's what the Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yutes Pasuk Chav Gimel, Ki Savo El Aretz, Natatam Kol Eitz Machol, Varaltam Orloso Es Piryo. Sholosh Shonim Yolachem Arelim Lo Ye'ochel. So for 3 years, the fruit, Orla means like what we have by Bris Milah, it's covered up. Rashi says, Yehi atum benistam. In other words, something not physically covered up, but halachically covered up, that you're not allowed to eat from the fruit of that tree. And that's the halacha. Not only are you not allowed to eat from the fruit, you can't get hana from the fruit of the tree. So let me raise a set of questions. Is it noheg in Chutz La'aretz, or is it only in Eretz Yisrael? So what will you tell me? What would be the first reaction that you would say?
Eretz Yisrael only.
Why?
Well, because the Pesukim say when you come to the Eretz, then
Yeah,
you
it
have
says
food.
Chisavo
That's
La'aretz, right? That's the knee-jerk reaction would be that it should only be what? In Eretz Yisrael. And give me another reason why you should think that it should only be in Eretz Yisrael. Because normally there is a Mishnah in Kedushin on Lamed Vavam and Beis that says Kol Mitzvah Shi Tuvuya Ba'aretz Einu Noheges Ela Ba'aretz. That the general rule is that any mitzvah that's an agricultural mitzvah, like tefillin, doesn't to do with the land. So we put it tefillin in the Chutz La'aretz. Mezuzah, right? All these things are not agricultural mitzvahs. But usually agricultural mitzvahs are only in Eretz Yisrael. But the Mishnah here says, in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph and Kedushin, Chutz Min Ha'orla. So Orla is an exception to the rule. Orla is an exception to the rule, and it's noheg even in Chutz La'aretz. But Ben Lintz Shlita said, but how could it be? It's against the Pasuk. It's against the Pasuk in Chumash. Peace of all arts. No, what's the answer to that question? Ben Lintz just says, don't argue with me. It's a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. So what's the answer? So there is, let me tell you something, Rabosei. There is a sefer called, what's the sefer called? Shiltos deRav HaChaigo. Shiltos deRav HaChaigo. And that's written by Rav HaChaigo. It's known to be the first sefer to be written after the Gemara. And it's written on the Parshas HaShavua. And there's only one Rav that I know that in his shul, he would give shiur Friday night from the Shiltos of the Parsha. That was Rav Moshe Tendler's ensemble. He, in his shul, he would give, Rabbi Tendler was from the old school. He would teach Medrash Rabbah. He would teach Shiltos, you know, the old Svarim. That people used to, you know, so this is from Rav HaChaigo. This is from the time of the Gaon. It goes back, and the Rav HaChaigo says an unbelievable thing. that he says, you know what's the pshat? What's the pshat? How come Ben Lintz is kasha? Ben Lintz's kasha was already dealt with before Ben Lintz was born. So what's the answer to the kasha? The answer is that chisavol arts, it means that once Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, now it was no ache in the whole world. It's not a question of where it is. This was the beginning of the time that it's the mitzvah started. Historically, that's when the mitzvah started. So Memela, that's how the Shiltos answers the question. And the Gemara says it's a halach l'moshe misinai. But like Rav Shecht always says, there's two types of halach l'moshe misinai. So one is halach l'moshe misinai mechadeshes, they make a new halacha. And anon, halach l'moshe misinai, as Rav Shecht says, mefareshes. That the halacha Moshe Misinai tells us that don't learn the pshat the pasuk by Ben Litz. Don't learn pshat there that you're going into Eretz Yisrael and it's only going to be knowing in Eretz Yisrael. What it means is, it's mechadish that when you go in to Eretz Yisrael, that's the time in history that now the mitzvah will be noheg throughout the globe. Throughout the globe. And therefore, the mitzvah of Orla is noheg even in Chutz La'aretz. So even in Chutz La'aretz, you have to what? You have to make sure that you don't have Orla. So Rav Shechter pointed out, so how come we don't see? Do you ever go into a fruit store in Chutz La'aretz that says that there's no Orla? We don't sell Orla? And did you ever go into a fruit store in L.A. or New York or whatever and have a special Hechsher? On the fruit store, that it's, you know, that it, in Eretz Yisrael you see all the time. Noki mechashash orla. There's no orla. There's no shemitah problems. You got to have 100 things on the things, and you get one arch. Do you ever see that in Chutz La'aretz?
I asked Mati Herzog. I saw him at an event, and I asked him about the grapes. And he says that they observe Orla on the orchards that he uses the grapes for.
Right. So what does that mean? So how come we don't have, like Rav Shechter
pointed
out.
No, but I'm just telling you what he said to me.
Right. How come we don't have, when you go to a regular fruit store, how come people are not machpid to have a hashkacha? Like Rav Shechter raised this question. On the fruit, right? You never, when you go to a restaurant in LA, so you're going to see a hashkacha. You know, you go here, you what is it called? A gadola? You know, that's once went there, I met half my friends from New York there. I assume it still has a hechsher, it's under rabbinic supervision. It's it's a place where people go so the same thing. So how come that? Oh, so as Rav Shechter pointed out, the halacha is the Mishnah says in Orla that suffek Orla is mutter in Chutz La'aretz. That even though there's a din of Orla, but it has a different standard. It has a different standard. In other words, normally, if you have a suffek, you don't know. Say you have a piece of meat, and you don't know it's kosher or not. So it's a suffek. So suffek d'oraisa l'chumra, right? You won't eat it, right? So that's why you make sure when you go to a restaurant that has a hechsher, that it's, you know where you're going. You know what you're getting. But when it comes to the din of Orla, the halacha l'moshe misinai had a leniency. That in Chutz La'aretz, what? Safek Orla's Mutter. And that is a Mishnah. If you want, you can look it up. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Masechta Orla. That's here in Paragimel. Paragimel Mishnah Tes. Safek Orla Be'eretz Yisrael is Aser, but B'chutz La'aretz is okay. Yorin Lokeach, you can get it from a guy. You're in a locate. As long as you don't see that he's taking it, you know, as long as you don't know for sure that it's Orla, then it's okay. So that's, as Rav Shecht always points out, as a Rebbe Chanan, that it's Tolay on Yediya, that Orla B'chutz La'aretz, you have to have knowledge that it's Aser. And if you don't have knowledge that it's Aser, then it's Mutter. And a fascinating halacha. Rav Shechter pointed out that we have other areas, he says from Rabbi Chanan, that we have this halacha like Avelus. If a person didn't know that the relative passed away, so he's not a novel yet. And we don't say that, okay, he didn't know, so he's a shogeg. No, in other words, Rav Shechter pointed out from Rabbi Chanan that certain halachas, the Isser is contingent on the knowledge. See, if I don't know what Shabbos, and it was a mistake, so it was still Shabbos, whether I know it or not, so I was violated the shogeg. But this, the whole Isser is, as Rav Shechter pointed out to Rabbi Chanan, the whole Isser is contingent on the knowledge of the Isser. So, Sofek Orla, Chutzalai Zimutta. And furthermore, there's a fascinating Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin that speaks on this. And so you can look it up in Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, Rav Avriam Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Mesapki Tzpuke Lahadot. First, the Gemara says, Sopikli, Mekot Li Shalom B'fonai She Sofek Etzli. Whereas, and the Hebrew Art School explains the following way, like we're going to say right now, that I could give you Orla and serve it to you, knowing that it's Orla in Chutz La'aretz, and you can eat it because I didn't tell you, even though I know that it's Orla. That's a fascinating halach. In other words, normally we have in this week's parsha, Lufnei Iver, Lo Sitei Michshol. Right? If I give you something, meat that's treif, and I didn't tell you, so that's Lufnei Iver, right? But here, like Rav Shechter said from Rabbi Chanan, that the Isser is contingent on the what? On the knowledge. And if you don't have knowledge, and I'm mechuyev to tell you, I'm not even mechuyev to tell you, you could what? You could go ahead and you could give it to somebody who doesn't know. There was in other halachas, if you don't know, and I gave it to you, that we said before, that's Lifnei Iver. Okay, so you were a shogeg, you know, but you still did an Aveira. Shogeg also is an Aveira, right? The shogeg brings a korban. But here, the Isser itself, is contingent on the knowledge. And that's what this Gemara is saying, that they would give the fruit of Orla to their fellow Jew without telling. And that was considered fine. Wow. So there are so let me tell you two halachas that are relevant to this idea. We know, and Bez Hashem, maybe we'll speak about it in 2 weeks, but, you know, Shemitah's coming. On one hand, Shemitah's ending. On the other hand, Shemitah's coming up. Because a lot of the Shemitah Shilas are in the 8th year. In other words, when you go and shop for your Lulav and Esrog, Bez Hashem, this coming Sukkot, that's when all the Shemitah questions are going to come around. You know, why? Because maybe Bez Hashem, maybe in 2 weeks we'll do Parshas Behar. Maybe we can talk about it more. But one of the halachas in Hil Halacha of Esrog is that an Esrog has to be roi lachil. If the Esrog is not roi, it means it's a treif Esrog. How could you have a treif Esrog? Orla. If you have an Esrog of Orla, so that's, you're not allowed to eat it. Again, all these things that I'm telling you about Safek Orla, it's only b'chutzlars. In Eretz Yisrael, if Safek Orla is a Nisa Daraisa, you understand? It's a Nisa Daraisa, you know. But in Chutzlars, it's halacha Moshe Misina and it's lokula. So therefore, so if you would have, even though the mitzvah of Esrog is not to eat the Esrog, right? But yeah, it has to be roi lachila. And if it's not roi lachila, the Esrog is possible. Yeah, so this process. So that's going to be a discussion in the Shemitah year, when because there's certain times in the Shemitah year, like Rav Shechel always likes to quote the Ramban, it's a mitzvah to eat Perish Shvi'is La'ochla. But on the other hand, there's certain times that's treif. We'll have to discuss when it's kosher and when it's treif, but that's why there's a whole discussion of, you know, perish vias. This was like a big thing of for the Shemitah year, and it's relevant for the well, even though this year we're in is the Shemitah year. Once Sukkot comes, the Shemitah year is over. But that's when the problems are going to start beginning about the esrog. So an esrog of Orla is possible for the mitzvah. But says the Magen Avraham, in Simon, Tav, Resh, Mem, Tes, says the Magen Avraham, what? Esrog shall orla posel, uvo orla schutz la'aretz kosher, sh'rei yochol lachatchila lachilun chaveiro she'enu makir bo. Zokt the Heilige Magen Avraham, that Esrog shall orla posel, but chutz la'aretz, that Esrog of orla is kosher. Why? Because it's roi lachila. Ah, it's not roi lachila. No, because if I have an esrog shel orla, I can give it to you to eat. I can give it to you to eat. And what? I can give it to you to eat because you don't, if it's a chutz la'aretz, you don't know about it. So then it's considered roi lachila. You know, I have to tell you something. I don't know if I'm not a Baal Mofes. But somebody asked me one year they were having trouble conceiving, and they had it. They asked me, can they eat my esrog after Sukkot? So you know, I said sure. I mean, if you think my esrog is gonna cause you to have a child, by all means, take my esrog, and I gave it to them, and Baruch Hashem, they had a child. So okay. So anyone wants to get an esrog, you know. So that's one of the, you know, people always like to talk about schoolers and things like that. So this is one of the schoolers that, you know, schoolers are a touchy thing. You know, I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a good story. I was at a chasana. And after the chuppah, a certain rav comes over to me. He says, I'm going to tell you a story about the kala. That was the story. He says, when the parents were married, he knows these parents from when, you know, when they were originally married. And they were having trouble conceiving. So they brought the, you know what people do? People do anything these days. But they brought the ksuba to a makubal. And the makubal looked over the ksuba and he says, oh, I got it. But what's the problem? He says, you know, like when you call somebody his name, you say Shlita or Sheyichya. So for a woman, they say Shetichya. So on the ksuba, they wrote, I'm making up these names, Penina Baschana Shetichya. So in Teiman, Teimanim, Tichya is a name. So if you're writing Tichya on the Ksuba, then you could be read as the name of the Kalo, the name of the Kala's whatever. So he said, since you put in Tichya, and that's not her name, even though you didn't mean it as a name, the Ksuba might be puzzled because you wrote the wrong name. So the parents then went to this Rav, and they said, this is what the Mekubal said, so what should we do? So the Rav said, you know, next week I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to go to Rav Al-Yashiv, and I'm going to ask him what he thinks. So he went to Rav Al-Yashiv, told him the whole story. And Rav Al-Yashiv said, sometimes the Mekubalim are right. So they write a new ksuba. 9 months later, they had this girl. That's the Kala at this way. So there are all types of things that people want to know. I used to go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky with school, whatever. Sometimes people get too carried away with the schoolers and they don't realize that there are certain things that, you know, halacha prescribes that you could do. You know, people often ask me, a woman in her 9th month. So women who sometimes are in trouble getting pregnant want to go to the mikvah with a woman in their 9th month. So should they go? Halachically, a woman going to the mikvah in the 9th month, was no halachic significance to that. But so I said, I wouldn't advertise that, you know, you want to come with me to the mikvah, fine. But if a woman thinks that that's going to help her, so emotionally, she says, help her. So go, let her go. That's, you know, I feel that certain people, so somebody wanted to borrow my esrog. So I said, you know, you want my esrog, you want to eat my esrog, eat my esrog. Do I know for sure? Yes, school or not a school, you know, whatever. That worked. Okay. So that is the halacha. That esrog of orla is puzzle, but an esrog of orla chutz la'aretz is what is kosher, because it can be eaten by somebody who doesn't know that it's esrog shel orla. Oh, then there's another interesting halacha. You know, there's a halacha of birkas ha'ilonos that it says in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch Reish Chavav that if you go biyomei Nisan, in the Nisan period. And you see, and many poskim hold that it's lav davka nisa. It could be even not nisa. And you see fruits of, it has a fruit tree that's blossoming, means the fruit wasn't completely created yet, but the fruit tree starts to blossom. I did it the other week. I try to do it in the month of Nisan, but again, many poskim hold that it doesn't have to be lav davka in the month of Nisan. It could still be after Nisan when it's blossoming, as long as the fruit wasn't produced or completely produced. And they go and you make a bracha. Asher bracha to Hashem ukein malcholom shalochiser melum alklum uvarov brios tovas vinados tovas lehanos behem b'nei adam. That's the bracha. So in certain neighborhoods they have on the tree. This tree you can make a bracha on, and they even sometimes put a sign on the tree with the bracha. And I always try to makpi to say that bracha. And so Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Shulchan Aruch says, and what about an orla tree? What's the din of an orla tree? So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, but to make a bracha of the brachas hailonos on an orla tree, you're not allowed to get hana from the orla tree. So he thinks maybe you shouldn't make a bracha on that. But he says what if it's a tree in Chutzlars, and it's a Suffolk Orla in Chutzlars. The Suffolk Orla, if you have a tree in Chutzlars, in my priu be Isra Orla, nearly the But as a prihu isur orle mivarech, nearly divar the low mikri sofik brach him and then the sofik orle, if it's sofik orle chutzlarts, it's mutter. Him came roi leanos mivarech shaker. But if you have a tree in chutzlarts, if you're not sure if it's an orle tree or not, but sofik orle chutzlarts is mutter. So then you can make the berachas einonis on that tree. So that's another area where this comes up. So that's what Rav Shechter pointed out. The reason why you don't have hashkachas on the fruit to say it's orla, because orla's chutzlar, it's his mutter. As long as you don't know, as long as you don't know, then it could be, it would be mutter. And that's the, so therefore, and that's what the Shiltas of Rav Achaigon pointed out, that as Rav Shechter points out, so halacha Moshe Misina was given to explain that when the pasuk says kisavo haaretz, don't interpret it when you go into Eretz Yisrael and there will be the chiyuv, but interpret it once you go into Eretz Yisrael. Now the chiyuv will be throughout the world, but it's in terms of the time, not in terms of the place. Kisavo haaretz, even in Chutz Laaretz. So that's the idea of the mitzvah of Orla and in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz. Okay. Let's speak a little Hashkafa. And I wrote this in my Sefer in Vayikra, that mitzvah of Orla teaches us the mida of mesinus. Mesinus means that you have to be patient. The first mission of Pirkei, we're learning Pirkei Avos these days. So the first mission in Pirkei Avos says what? I mean, have you tell me that there are three things, what? What does the Mishnah say? Moshe kibotim rasina, I'm sorry, Yeshua, Yeshua is Kainim, is Kainim, Vim, Surah, and Sheikh Nesset, Hadidola, Fame Amru, Havamasunim Badin, Asusiagla Torah, and what?
Harbe Talmidim.
Harbe Talmidim. So what's the idea? So the Satmar Rebbe of Yoilish said he thinks that the Mishnah is teaching us the Midah of humility. Well, first of all, Moshe kibol Torah miSinai. So the Mefarshim say, well, we know that Hashem loves Har Sinai because it's the smallest of the mountains. That teaches you humility. So he says, the three things in the Mishnah teach us what? Humility. What are the three things? Three things are what? No. Havu Mesunim Badin. He should be, in other words, we have to judge something. Don't just give an answer right away. Think about it. Havu Mesunim Badin. Think it through. Don't just think, Vamidu Talmidim Harbe. What is Vamidu Talmidim Harbe? So the Sama Rebbe explains based on the Gemara in Yevamos, that if you had Talmidim when you were young, don't say that's sufficient. Men, then you should have Talmidim when you're old. If you have children when you're young, have children when you're older. In other words, because you don't know which of the ones are going to carry your legacy. So never be so sure of things. So you had Talmidim when you were young, have Talmidim when you're old. You have, et cetera. Because you don't know who's going to be. You can't say, I have this Talmidim already, so I don't need any more. In other words, never know for sure. Have that humility to, and then what? Asusiagla Torah. Because, right, the first mission in Brachas says if you're going to say Kriya Shema the whole night, then what's going to happen? And you might one day go past the night and it's ready the next morning. So make a siag. I won't. It's Chatzos. That's the sheet of Chatzos. The Sheet of Chatzos really says you could say Kriya Shema the whole night, but you might make a mistake, and that has humility that I could make a mistake. In other words, if you go to the the end, and then you forget, then you missed out on the mitzvah. So put a hachaka. Rashad likes to point out that Rav Yosef Engel says that sometimes hachaka is a din d'oraisa, like the rat. We just had the Yontif of Pesach. So the Yontif of Pesach, we know that we had to not eat chametz and we had to get rid of our chametz. Right? So the Ran says, what's the idea of getting rid of chametz? Because some chametz is something that we so commonly consume. It's a regular food. It's not like treif. It's regular food, but for this month, this week, 7 days, 8 days, you can't eat it. But if you're going to come to keep it in your house, you'll come to eat it. And that's so the Ran teaches up that the mitzvah of in the Torah of Bal Yeroya is a siag barais, that you shouldn't come to eat the chametz. So the idea of havu masunim, be patient. Don't eat the fruit right away. Be patient. Be patient, and that. The Arachayim HaKadosh says that the whole Aveira of the Eitz Hadas, he quotes from the Medrash, if Adam HaRishon would have waited, if he would have waited till Shabbos, he would have made Kiddush on the Yayin, it would have been permissible. He jumped the gun. It was something that was going to be permissible. And that's what the Farshim say. Adam, the Medrash says, Adam Rishon, it's not that Rav Shabbos, not to eat the Eitz Hadas, but that was only for that day. Once Shabbos would have come, he would have been permissible, but he didn't want to wait. He didn't want to wait. 3 hours. He could have waited 3 hours. You know, especially in this generation where the generation of technology, people like Rav Chaim Zimmerman, that's how I want to say, people don't want to wait. They don't want to wait. They want to, right away, they want to press a button, get their answer. They don't want to process. They don't want to wait. The idea of mesinus, havimusunim badin, is something that that's lacking. They say that the Magid of Sholem Shvadron, he used to like to quote the adage, pre-mihirut charata. Pre-mihirut, the fruit of acting in haste is regret. That's what he would quote. There's an adage, pre-mihirut charata. The fruit of not being patient and doing things in haste is regret. And that's why it's important some people schlep things out forever. They can never make a decision. When they're dating, they go forever. They don't, you know, but sometimes you need to be patient. Don't go so quickly. Rav Avadi Yosef used to quote the pasuk that we say in Tehillim and Hallel, Ani Amarti B'chovzi, called Odom Kozev. Right? You know that pasuk. So he would darshan. He said, Ani Amarti B'chovzi, if you do too much b'chipozum, you do things too quickly, you learn too quickly, call Odom Kozev, then you're going to get the wrong shot. It's going to be sheker. Call Odom Kozev. Because you have to go, step by step, slowly, slowly, and then Be'ez Hashem, you'll get to where you need to be. But that's the idea, and that's what Orla is teaching us. That Hashem is saying, "I'm going to give you the fruit, but I want you to wait. I want you to, give you a lesson in the importance of mesinus, of being able to do things slowly, step by step, and not rushing." And that's what Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, that by Mitzrayim, we went out b'chipozim. Because over there, what? If we would have, Chazal tell us, if we would have waited a little bit more, it would have been too late. to go out. We were shrunk to the 50th Shar Tumah, and then we wouldn't have been able to be extricated from Mitzrayim. So there we had it. But the normal way is what the Pasuk says in Yeshaya. Lo b'chi pasuk teitzer. That the Gula see there won't be. Because you have to, things have to go step by step. And that's what I always believe is the idea in Sfira. You know, the Bahag says this thing. Everyone knows it as a child. If you miss one day, you're out. You can't count with a bracha. And you should know, it's only one shita that holds that way. All the other Rishonim never held that way. If you read the Rambam as a tshuva, if you miss the day of Sfira, of course you count with a bracha afterwards. What, just because you messed something up yesterday, it means that you shouldn't do it today? But the Bahag paskin not that way. And the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Bahag. And the Musar Haskel, as some point out, is this idea, step by step. Like Rav Belsky once said, you know, Yaakov says to Esav, you run ahead. Anochi esnala li'iti. I'm going to go step by step, slowly, slowly. And that's what, and that's the hashkafa of Sfira, is step by step. We're not rushing. We're not going. We're not skipping steps. We're not, you know, that's what the Rama writes in his Sefer in Megillas Esther, that Haman says, you should, yasam eitz gavoa chamishim ama, to means that Mordechai should go to the 50th Shar of Bina, one step. And that's the recipe for failure. When you do things, you skip steps, and you don't go step by step. You don't have the mesinus of going slowly step by step. That's the recipe for failure. You know, sometimes people want to skip this, you want to skip that. Okay, sometimes it might be appropriate, but the general, and especially, as I said, this generation with the, you know, with the computers and the technology, we get places very quickly. So, as Rav Chaim Zimmerman points out, that brings, takes away from the mesinus. So, and that's could be very detrimental to a person. As Rav Sholem Shradron, I used to daven with my father, Lova Sholem. We used to go to the Gros Shul and we daven Mariv with Rav Shlomo Zalman, and there were two other rabbanim there. There was Rav Rosenthal, he was the official Rav, and Rav Sholem Shradron, the Magid. And those were the three people that were at Mizrach Lav. And those three, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Rosenthal, and Rav Sholem Shradron, who was the grandson of the Marsham. The grandson of the Marsham was the Posek Hador. He was the Rav in Berzhan. I always tell over something I heard from the Moshe Teichner. He said, you know, the Marsham was known as the Posek Hador. Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Hagola. But you know what he used to say about himself? I'm the Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Hagola, Chutz Mi Berzhan. Means in his own shtot, they didn't appreciate him. In the whole world, he had a national, you know, international reputation. But his own shtot, they didn't appreciate. But that's the idea of the mitzvah of Orla. Orla is in Eretz Yisrael, and it's in Chutz Laaretz. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Osir, Isir Daraisa, whether you know about it or you don't know about it. But Chutz Laaretz, Suffolk Orla is Mutter, and hence, that's why the Magen Avraham paskens that an Esrog Shal Orla is Pusel, but an Esrog Orla Chutz Laaretz is Kosher. And that's what Rabbi Ki Vegas says. You shouldn't make a bracha Birkas Ilanos on Orla tree, but if you have a Suffolk Orla tree in Chutz Laaretz, Suffolk Orla, then you could make a bracha because Suffolk Orla is Mutter. Okay, so this is Kedoshim Piyu, and Be'ez Hashem is the beginning of the summer's man, and Be'ez Hashem, you should have a good zumer, and it should be with a lot of prosperity, and then the summer is a time where you could continue in Ruchnius without all the hustle bustle and etc. Be'ez Hashem, okay, it's good to see you everyone back.